This is Camille, and welcome to Chatting About TV. On this episode, I will be looking through the bios of the women vying for the love of Bachelor Peter Weber, whose season starts to air on January 6th. And this is going to be my first initial reactions to each of the women in their bios because I haven't gone through any of them yet. I'm trying to stay as unspoiled as possible also throughout the season, so treading lightly. I'll probably just look through the ABC website and the bios they have on there because usually they'll release some of the questions from the questionnaires. Hopefully they release more information than they have in recent past because it's just better and more fun if we know more and not just their age, what they do for a living, and where they're from. Also, before that, I want to just quickly watch the trailer for the season that was released probably a couple weeks ago, and also the Chris Harrison Live, where he gives a little bit of information on each woman. Sometimes it relates to how they're going to be on the season. Sometimes it's just some fun or not so fun facts about them. So that's always interesting to watch. Before I go and watch those, though, just quickly, I want to talk about my history with Bachelor Nation and the whole franchise. So the first season I ever watched was Deanna Pappas' season of The Bachelorette. Well, Deanna, who's Deanna Stagliano now. And I think I was like 13 or 14 or something. And since then, I've watched every season of all the franchises. So that's Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelor Pad. I watched Winter Games, so I've watched all those except for Brad Womack's second season as Bachelor. I did not watch that, and I also didn't watch Ben Flanick's season of The Bachelor, and I haven't gone back and watched those, and I'm not sure that I will. I know quite a bit about what happens on those seasons just because I listen to so many podcasts about The Bachelor that I haven't had the urge yet to go back and watch them, but who knows what the future holds. You never know. The option's still out there. Also, quickly, my thoughts on Peter as The Bachelor, pilot Peter, or second pilot, as lead. I personally liked Peter on Hannah's season, and I actually thought that he probably would have been her best choice. I don't know. Jed, I couldn't do with Jed. Just, speechless. I can't with him. And Tyler, I liked Tyler. I did not ever see how Hannah and Tyler would work in the real world. I saw it more with Peter, so that's why I say that. And it's also interesting because I did see a clip that she shows up on his season, so that will be interesting to see what happens there. So other thoughts on Windmill Pete. Let's see. His family was great on his hometown. I really liked his family. They seem just like down to earth, supportive, just fun loving people. So that's always good. He didn't have a Desiree brother or even JoJo's brothers when they went to her hometown. Those were some hometowns. But yeah, I think, what else do I think about Peter? I don't know, I think he could make a pretty compelling lead. Also, he's much more in touch with his sexuality, you know, four-time Pete, four-time Windmill Pete, which I'm not necessarily looking forward to all of the Windmill and Pilot jokes, conversations, tidbits that are going to be happening, all the gimmicks that'll probably be happening through the season, but there's always something on every season that we have to deal with. So we'll see how that turns out. Okay, but I'll be right back with my thoughts on all these women. Okay, I've watched the Chris Harrison video. Time to go through some of these profiles. First up, we have Alea, 24, orthodontist assistant from San Antonio, Texas.
According to Chris Harrison, let's see. She is Miss Texas 2019. Wildest roller coaster ride of the season centers around her. Controversy and drama. Something that hasn't happened before is going to happen to her. So that's kind of interesting to see if it's good, if it's bad, if it's by her doing or somebody else is doing. That'll be interesting. Let's read some of her profile. Alea may be best known for Miss Texas 2019, but this pageant queen has more than just a beautiful smile. Before taking the crown in 2019, she had entered the competition 3 times, 4th time's a charm. When she's not traveling the state, making appearances, she's hanging out with her gals in San Antonio. She's looking for a man with goals for the future and won't hold back when she wants to pursue her own passions. She's ready for a family and hoping Peter's on the same page. This is interesting. However, will this girl be on good terms with the other ladies, or will familiar faces from the past surface? So is this going to be another Kaylin Hannah Brown situation? Possibly, maybe, we'll see. Let's see these fun, not so fun facts. Alea studied English in college, and in her spare time she likes to write poetry. Her favorite social media platform is Reddit, and her spirit animal is the Texas Longhorn. Think either she's going to be the face of misfortune when it comes to drama, or she's going to be the biggest pot stir and drama queen on the show. Maybe she'll be a healthy balance. Who knows? Only time will tell. Okay, next we have Avonlea, 27, cattle rancher, Fort Worth, Texas. Her profile, let's see. She's looking for a gentleman who knows how to take care of a Texas woman. I mean, Peter grew up in California, so I don't know. She may be a city slicker now, but she lived on a ranch until she was 13. Assumed everyone had cattle ranches on their home when she was young. Okay. With her degree in ranch management, this Texas beauty has quite a diverse lifestyle. When Avonlea is not working hard in the family cattle ranching business, she's strutting her stuff on the runway for local Texas designers. So girl with her foot in both worlds, that's nice. There are days when I'm baling hay in the morning and going and doing a runway show at night. You could definitely say Avonlea likes the best of both worlds. Avonlea's ideal husband knows what he wants and goes for it. Okay, sorry. She wants someone with family values, believes in romantic signs from above. Speaking of signs, Avonlea's parents first met when her mom was a flight attendant. Interesting. That's because Peter's dad was the pilot and his mom was a flight attendant, and that's how they met. So that's a little similarity. Let's see some of these facts. Avonlea is a certified scuba diver and has traveled to almost all 50 states in an RV. That's kind of fun. Every time Avonlea milks one of the cows, she thanks it for its hard work, okay? Avonlea enjoys playing the guitar and snuggles up by the fire to listen to a good audiobook. I do like guitar players because I wish I could play the guitar. Let's see. Avonlea, according to Chris Harrison, she's reserved, and he said that he dares you to tell her to not do something. So she's a girl. If you say she can't do it, she'll go do it tenfold. Next, we have Alexa, 27, esthetician from Chicago, Illinois. She's pretty. Alexa may look like a total city girl, but she grew up hunting on a farm in Springfield, Illinois. Her and her mom and brothers, six years ago, Alexa made a big change. She had just been broken up with her high school sweetheart of 7 years and finally decided to live city life, so she moved to Chicago. She had her esthetician license and opened her own waxing salon, so she's a entrepreneur. She's total free spirit, has a lot of hippie in her, okay. She's all about love and acceptance, but at the same time, this girl has opinions and isn't afraid to express them. Girl after my own heart. She prides herself on being the type of person to call out to their face rather than their back, so she's not afraid of any confrontation, which could bode for some good entertainment this season if she sticks around. The main thing Alexa wants in a husband is chemistry, both physical and emotional. We all know that Peter's all about the physical chemistry She admits that sometimes she has trouble being vulnerable, but we have a feeling Peter will be able to break those walls. She sounds very similar to me, except for the part growing up on a farm, hunting. No, not me. Grew up in the suburbs, but personality-wise, she seems a lot like me. So I kind of like this girl. Alexa loves amusement parks, but hates roller coasters. I like amusement parks. I don't hate roller coasters, but I do get motion sickness. Alexa decided to move to Chicago during a game of Heads or Tails. I'm not that spontaneous. When Alexa isn't hitting the dance floor at local clubs, she's at home prepping for her new book club meeting. That's no, but she seems like somebody I could really like on the show. Let's see. According to Mr. Chris Harrison, Alexa is a contradiction, very reserved yet outrageous, someone to keep an eye on. Next, Courtney, 26, cosmetologist, Venice, Florida. Courtney is a Florida girl through and through. She enjoys boating with friends, tanning at the beach, and going out for drinks. She has been in two serious relationships and is done wasting her time with boys. Wrong show. Courtney's ready for a man. Oh, okay. She is looking forward to settling down with the right guy. I am generally looking to get married because I believe everyone has a soulmate out in the world, and I unfortunately have yet to find him. Her ideal man should be tall, athletic, with a bright smile, and be able to make her laugh. Will the hopeless romantic be able to find her soulmate in Peter, or will she fall flat and find love forever? Facts. Courtney is extremely claustrophobic. I can clearly see a date where they're like stuck in an elevator. They gotta be in a small space. That's something the producers sound like they take advantage of. Nothing makes Courtney happier than drinking a nice glass of wine and taking in a gorgeous view. Courtney's biggest turn on is a man in cowboy boots. I would doubt Peter owns a pair of cowboy boots. Let's see. Chris Harrison says that she makes an aviation reference, probably in her limo entrance. So not much facts were given about her. Next, we have Deandra, 23, home care coordinator from Plano, Texas. She's pretty. 23. Peter's like, what, 28 or something? I'm not sure. Deandra is an independent, intelligent woman who comes from a diverse background and isn't afraid to be herself. She was born in Texas, but grew up in Maine and spent a lot of time in Nigeria, where her father was born. She now moved back to Texas and loves to spend her free time bar hopping and trying out new restaurants. One thing Deandra has going for her since she grew up with 10 siblings. That sounds like my mom. She knows how to stand out in a crowded room. She also says that any man she commits to must be willing to spend holidays with her family as a time. See, that's the thing though. Peter's really close to his family. So are they just going to bring both families together? Because I think Peter's family would be disappointed if he never spent another holiday with them. So that could be a source of contention. If they're both way too close to their families, that they won't give up any leg room to spend time with each other's families. Okay. Facts. Deandra considers herself to be a farmer's market aficionado. She hates EDM. She still cries when she gets her blood drawn. Oh, queasy when it comes to blood. Chris Harrison. Her father was involved in Nigerian politics, so powerful man. 10 siblings. She moved a lot. He says her facial expressions are on high alert this season, so watch her face. Could she be the new, like, Demure Wills, who make all the best facial expressions in the background of fights and conversations that go on? So that could be interesting and fun to watch, because I did like their facial expressions on their seasons. Okay, next we have Eunice, 23, flight attendant from Chicago. Eunice is a reformed party girl who's ready to get serious about settling down. She's left her sorority party days behind and now spends her days flying the friendly skies as a flight attendant. Eunice is on the lookout for a quality man with a good heart. In the past, Eunice says she has never dated a guy who put her first and has made poor decisions when it comes to relationships, which is, I guess, a good thing she's on The Bachelor, not The Bachelorette, because I could see that being a disastrous outcome, if that's the case. Her family has never met any of her boyfriends because they wouldn't have approved of the bad boy she dated. But she looked at that as a positive thing. She's coming into this experience with a clean slate. And we have a feeling if Eunice gets a chance to bring Peter home, it will be smooth skies from here on out. So that could be a big topic of conversation if she makes it far. Is she ready to bring Peter home to meet her family? Or Peter will see that as a big step because he knows she's never brought anybody home and may send her home before hometowns because he knows he's not ready to meet her family. So that can be a thing. Eunice's favorite holiday is Christmas because she loves Christmas music. Love Christmas too. Favorite country to visit is Greece, and she can knock back, I don't know what that is, unzo? Like, it's water? Not sure, sorry. My bad. Signature dance move is ponytail helicopter. Okay. Let's see. According to Chris Harrison, she's a flight attendant that does not like to fly, and she works for the same airline as another flight attendant on this season. So, are they friends? Are they friendly? Do they not like each other? Time will tell. So, that's another. So, according to this, so far, we have a couple, well, a couple sets of girls that will clearly know each other coming in, because we have the Alea pageant tie that they talked about in her profile, and now Eunice knows another flight attendant, so that could get really interesting. Next, Hannah Ann, 23, from, where is she from? Knoxville, Tennessee. She's a model. Hannah Ann was born in Knoxville, Tennessee, and grew up with her younger sister and younger brother. Her parents are not only her role models, but they are also her landlords, as she still lives at home, which, honestly, not a big deal because she's only 23, and Peter still lives at home anyway, so that's not a problem for him. Hannah Ann is a talented painter and loves to dabble in interior decorating when she's not slaying it. In front of the cameras, as a model, she travels the world for work and would love to find a man to join her on the adventure. Well, Peter can fly her to all her destinations. She has a cute southern twang, which we know Peter is a sucker for, Hannah B. Hannah Ann describes her last relationship as all chemistry but little friendship. Now Hannah Ann is ready to find a man who she can be best friends with while keeping the steamy romance alive. We still have a feeling this won't be a problem for Pilot Pete. Hannah Ann would watch home improvement shows all day and never get bored. She is nervous when it comes. When Hannah Ann is nervous, she becomes very talkative. Okay. Hannah Ann's home is decorated with artwork that she painted. I can already tell right now. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to have plenty of problems saying her name all season. It's just a mouthful. Hannah Ann. Hannah Ann. I want to say Hannah Anna, but it's Hannah Ann. I hope she just wants to go by Hannah, if we're being honest. Okay, so she has some of the more interesting tidbits from the Chris Harrison video. She's actually friends with Hannah G, so that's how she kind of got a leg in on getting on the show. She seems naive about the bachelor world, but ends up in the middle of all the drama. She seems sweet and quiet and reserved, but she has a backbone. So this, I think, could be a very interesting character this season. And she has like the like girl next door sweet innocent look to her. She looks cute, but we'll see if she turns out to be quite a bit of drama, or she just unfortunately finds herself in the drama, because this could really go either way. Next we have, let's flip my notes, Jade. She is 26 and she is from Mesa, Arizona, and she is also a flight attendant. She's pretty too. A lot of pretty girls so far. Let's see. Jade is here for a fresh start. She grew up in the Mormon culture, where she says there was a lot of pressure to get married. And unfortunately for Jade, that's what she did. At 22, she knew right away that she and her ex were not compatible for the long haul. Now that Jade's divorce is finalized, she has an new outlook on love and knows exactly what she's looking for. She spends her time working as a flight attendant and is currently working towards getting her private pilot's license. When she's not on the job. She loves to go line dancing and considers herself a two-step queen. And her and Peter too similar? Sorry, I can't read today. Or will these two hit it off immediately? Jade claims that she hosts the best game night in town. Even though she is a flight attendant, Jade is very afraid of heights. If Jade has to assign an aesthetic to her life, it would be organized chaos. Chris Harrison says about Jade, she is not the flight attendant that knows Eunice. So we're going to have, well, there's already two flight attendants, so we're going to have at least three. She's trying to get her private pilot's license. She's smart, driven, knows what she wants. I like Jade. So far, one of my favorites. I don't know if she's going to stick around, but she seems great. Okay, next we have Jasmine, 25, client relations manager from Houston, Texas. She's pretty. Jasmine is not here to mess around. She's been in one serious relationship, and that lasted for 3 years. How old is she? 25. Same age as me. But when her ex suddenly decided that he did not want to have kids, Jasmine sent him packing because that's a deal breaker. She enjoys traveling, attending her book club meet. A lot of girls here are into book clubs so far. Rock climbing, volunteering at her church every Sunday. I don't know if Peter's religious. Was he? Maybe he was. I don't remember. She would like to travel the world before she starts a family, and specifically would like to go back to Vietnam, where her family is from. She speaks Vietnamese fluently and loves the traditions of her family, has incorporated into their lives. She's looking for loyalty, integrity, and honesty in her next relationship. Additionally, she will still consider proposing herself if she finds a man who can get a Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. Who can get her Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. She is excited for the chance to fall in love again and can't wait for her bachelor journey to begin. Let's see. Jasmine's biggest turn-off in a guy. Her biggest turn-off is a guy who sits on the couch all day and plays video games. Don't have to worry about that with Peter. Jasmine will know that she's met the man of her dreams when he can help her build a table. Like an IKEA table, or like a table from a bunch of wood. Jasmine's best friend is her golden retriever named Gnarls. Oh, I like that. Gnarls Sparkly. That's cute. That's really cute. I like that. So far, from just the profiles, there's no one that I like completely dislike, which I don't think there will be. But once that first episode starts, God help them, because I know that's when I'll be like, nope, don't like her. Nope, not into her. And it's probably more about how they speak and come across themselves, not just written. Okay, next we got Jenna. She's 22. She's a nursing student from New Lenox, Illinois. 22, pretty young. Youngest so far, I think. Yeah, definitely, because Hannah Ann was 23, Eunice is 23. There's a lot of 23-year-olds so far. These are pretty young women. The oldest so far has been, like, what, 27? Okay, Jenna. Fun, down-to-earth, Midwestern girl. Looking for a man to grow old with and keep life exciting. Just want someone who is kind and nurturing, but also spontaneous and adventurous. After a life-changing trip to Africa for a medical mission, Jenna realized that she needed to start doing activities to make herself happy and not be such a pushover. Okay. When she's not working her tail off to get her nursing degree, she loves to take the Chicago nightlife by storm, where she can often be found leading her trivia team to victory and shooting darts. Jenna's biggest fear is in the whole process. She's sent home before getting a chance to show Peter all that she can offer, but we don't think she has any reason to be worried. Let's see. Jenna is a passionate foodie who would do anything to eat pasta with Chrissy Teigen one day. That's a good goal. Jenna has a pet goldfish named George, and she says George gives her advice. When Jenna is not bowling strikes at the local alley, she's at home knitting. She seems like a little bit of a like a odd duck. Just like she seemed pretty fine to me. All the way up until this goldfish George giving her advice thing. That's a little much for me. So that's what I think. According to Chris Harrison, Jenna is bold, funny, comes on strong from the start. Night one, she arrives with another lady. And he didn't go into detail on who this other lady was. I doubt it's a
contestant. He says she leaves him with the other lady too. So could it be the goldfish? Is the goldfish, does she think, but the goldfish is George, never mind. Unless she gave, she thinks the goldfish is a woman and gave it a man's name. Could be her like mom or grandma or something. She bring like a family member and just leave them with him. I don't know. Does she have another pet? Interesting. Is it gonna be like a Catherine Agro where she brings her dog and just leaves the dog and keeps going? Okay. Next we have, okay, I'll just go by what they have on the website and not how Chris Harrison introduced, oh no, I'll go by Chris Harrison because I have notes on those and they're in order. So let's just try and keep this order going. We have Katrina. She's 28. She's a pro sports dancer from Chicago. A lot of Chicago girls, or Illinois in general. Marriage is a big topic at the family table. Katrina's parents are high school sweethearts that have been together for 40 years. Her younger brother is marrying his high school sweetheart next April, and her younger sister will probably get engaged soon to her serious boyfriend. Oh, poor girl. So she's the last one left, and according to her mom, Katrina needs to settle down soon because her biological clock is... Okay, that's a little too... She's only 28. Like, if she was 34, maybe she has to settle down soon. But, like, 28, she's still got quite a few great years ahead of her. Katrina describes herself as a party... as the life of the party and prides herself on the ability to make everyone feel welcome. Katrina loves to take over the dance floor and hope to one day be a college dance coach. The most serious relationship Katrina currently has is with her hairless cat Jasmine. Jasmine, named after the princess. Jasmine and Katrina literally do everything together, from birthday parties to shopping to watching TV on the couch. They are definitely a package duo, but there's room for one more on their magic carpet. That's a little intense if you're taking your cat shopping and birthday parties to, I don't know. Last Halloween, Katrina dressed up as her hairless cat Jasmine. That could be pretty funny. On the weekends, Katrina loves to stay up late and eat junk food. Her biggest pet peeve is not being in control, which could be a problem this season. I don't know how I feel about Katrina, if I'm being honest, right off the bat. She's like, she's not someone I'm like, oh, I love. Let's see. So, Chris Harrison, she was a NFL dancer. She has maybe the best intro, he says. It's an aggressive intro. She has more personality than she knows what to do with. She enjoys night one. Does that mean she's a little too drunk? Maybe. Next, we have Kelly, 27. She's an attorney from Chicago, too. That's like six people from like Illinois, I think. And like maybe four from Chicago. It's a lot. Kelly is a modern woman who doesn't need a man to take care of her. She has incredibly high standards and is looking for a man to push her forward instead of holding her back. Her most recent relationship was an international long-distance affair where she was traveling to Jordan once or twice a month. 90-day situation, are we going? But finally got to the point where she couldn't see herself moving to the Middle East. Now that Kelly is single, she's focused on a career as an attorney. Kelly comes from generations of lawyers and currently works in her dad's law firm. It's going to take a lot more than a handsome face and solid resume, though, because this lawyer won't settle for anything less than she deserves. No objections here. Kelly is allergic to gluten, dairy, and black tea. Oh, poor girl. Just gluten and dairy. Black tea. I could be allergic to black tea. I don't care. Nothing makes Kelly angrier than when people don't listen to her, which may be a problem on The Bachelor. Kelly loves to travel and has been to 26 countries, which matches up with Peter. I like her. She seems good. Is she going to end up being one of those? Because we have a good track record with strong female lawyers, with Andy Dorfman and Rachel Lindsay. So could she be the next in line? Maybe. We are third lead bachelorette that's a lawyer. Let's see. According to Chris Harrison, she's smart, knows how to play the game. She uses all the rules and makes up rules and finds loopholes to her advantage. He also said that she met Peter prior to the show in a random meeting at a hotel. She knew who he was, so she went up to him. And now they both think that this could be destiny, how they've now come back together. It becomes a thing on night one where everyone starts to find out that they have met previously. I don't hate her. Is this gonna? I don't think it's like a Liz situation, Liz and Nick situation, where they met at Jaden Tanner's wedding they had sex, and then they didn't really talk after that until she showed up on the season. So I don't think it's that situation. It's just like a maybe, can I get a picture with you? I think you're great.
Okay, next we have Kelsey. She is 28, professional clother from Des Moines, Iowa. Let's see, she was born and raised in Iowa with a fraternal twin sister and a younger sister. She enjoys exercise and cooking, traveling, and competed at Miss USA after being crowned Miss Iowa in 2017. Coming from the pageant world, Kelsey is an old pro at competing with other women, but don't get it twisted, she's not looking for drama. Kelsey has had her share of relationship issues in the past, but thanks to frequent Pilates classes, she's in peak physical and spiritual form. She's hoping to find a partner to travel the world, experience new cultures, and enjoy a good glass of red wine. At 28, she has presumably lived more life than many of the other girls and knows what she wants. Peter Weber. Okay, that's just a knock on like the fact that all these girls are like 23, 24. 28's not old. 28's not even close to old. But clearly, with that statement, she's going to be one of the older women in the house. Kelsey says she is like an onion. She has many layers. If you want to give Kelsey a gift, don't get her flowers, get her chocolate. I agree with that. I'm not a fan of flowers. I could care less about flowers. Chocolate, that's a nice gift. Kelsey describes her personality as feisty and stubborn. Let's see. According to Chris Harrison, for Miss Iowa, one of the most emotional women on the cast. She coins the phrase, crying is cool, on the season, I'm guessing. Because I think Chris Harrison was saying that. That's probably Ashley Iaconetti probably coined that phrase, but there's something called Champagne Gate that she's involved with. He says it's unbelievable. It might be the most ridiculous thing, but one of those ridiculous things that you want to see. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm like, on her. Like, she's not going to be one of my front runners, even though like my front runners probably won't win. She's not like one of my favorites on the season who I'm like dying to see so far, but maybe once I see her on screen, it'll be different. I don't know. We'll see. Next, we have Kiara, 23, nanny from, let's see if I can say this, Kennesaw, Georgia, maybe, yes. She's a social butterfly that is ready to spread her wings. While she's very close with her mother and definitely looking for her approval, the next time she brings a man home, Kiara says she is ready to venture on her own and start her own family. She's been in two serious relationships, but both ended because of trust issues. I wonder if that's trust issues on her side or on her partner's side. She hates sports, but enjoys shopping, fashion, style, and anything involving social media. She also loves talking and says her greatest skill is that she can literally talk to a brick wall about anything and everything. Kiara says her ideal mate is someone who makes her laugh, but can also be serious. She's looking for someone who is willing to find my car keys when I lose them. Hopefully the bachelor will show up with his metal detector. Let's see, her biggest fear is being trapped on top of a roller coaster. She's getting an amusement park date. She's extremely turned off by men who grind their teeth. Kiara says she will pick napping over almost any activity. Now, it's not that I dislike her so far by this profile. It's just that I feel like me and her are the complete opposites. I love sports. She hates them. She enjoys shopping, fashion, style, and anything involving social media. I mean, not really do I. So I just think I don't have a lot that I can relate to her on after reading this bio, but she seems fine. Chris Harrison says she has an impressive entrance, put her life in danger. Her nickname on the season is going to be Kiki. He says that might get annoying. She's a house favorite, endeared by the other women, and a favorite of Peter as well. So that could mean she's going to be there for a while. It could mean a favorite of Peter could mean like that he just like friend zones her and then ends up sending her home. Like keeps her around a while just because he likes to hang out with her, but there's nothing romantic and then he'll just send her home. But who knows? I'm not sure. We'll see. This is the thing about reading these bios before the season starts. You never know what's gonna turn out to be true or not. But I do enjoy a good house favorite, so maybe I'll like her. Next, we got Kylie. She is 26 entertainment sales associate from Santa Monica, California. She's looking for that rom-com kind of love. She grew up in Northern California, wine country, but recently relocated to Santa Monica to be close to the beach. Though she has left home, Kylie won't commit to a man until her family approves. I wonder if she has any of those JoJo or Desiree brothers who will ruin a hometown. That may be a good thing because Kylie has not had the best luck in the dating world. Her last and only relationship ended 3 years ago after her long-term boyfriend turned out to be a big cheater. She's been single ever since and says that the last time a guy tried to kiss her, she turned away and blamed it on not wanting to ruin her makeup. It's very important that her family approves whenever she brings whomever. She brings someone else up, whoever she brings up. Her mom really hopes it's Peter. She's a planner, and in 5 years' time, she's hoping to get married with a child on the way. Oh, she hopes she's married with a child or one on the way. And living in a home in Southern California, Westlake Village is basically Los Angeles. So could this all be destiny? So at least she wants to, she lives near where Peter is already and wants to stay there. So let's see, flaky, pessimistic people make Kylie mad. Her dream vacation would be a safari in Africa. She grew up playing softball and is a batting cage queen. Okay, next, let's see what Chris Harrison had to say. She left Peter's jaw on the floor right out of the limo. She has a windmill reference. Okay, she's pretty. Windmill reference. Okay, next we have Lauren. She is 26, which there's only one Lauren on this season, which is a relief after all the Laurens we've seen come through the show. She's 26, marketing executive from Glendale, California, so another Cali girl. Lauren is a boss woman looking to add balance to her life. She works in marketing. She feels her career is in a good spot and seems to have everything in place except for a man, and not just any man will do. She says her father and grandfather have been great examples of what husbands should be to a woman, and Lauren expects nothing less from her partner. She's hoping to find a man who will open the car door for her and will hold her hand on the way to Sunday church. She also wants a man who will support her career ambitions and not hold her back. While competitive dance has been her favorite sport, she's always open to a good game of tonsil hockey. Suit up, Peter. She loves to make out. Okay, Lauren says she has exit interviews with all her exes to figure out. That's weird. How do you make that happen? Especially if you break up with them. Do you break up with them and be like, now could you just film an exit interview with me so I know what went wrong in this relationship? Or is it just her in these exit interviews? That's, I don't know. I need more information on that one. She's traveled all around the world, but has yet to go to one place on her bucket list. Texas? Okay. During Lauren's one season as a Laker girl, she was so inspired by Kobe's passion for things outside of basketball that she left the team to pursue her other dreams. And now she's a marketing exec. Okay. Chris Harrison says, she's one of the best first. Okay, let me try this again. She has one of the best night one outfits. There we go. I'm struggling today. She's the envy of everyone, I guess, regarding the outfit, I think. And she makes a statement in a good way. Next, we have, Lexi. She is 26, marketing coordinator from New York, New York. She is smart, independent, and fun woman who is ready to find the future father of her children. She's pretty. Yeah, she's really pretty. She grew up in Jacksonville, Florida, and is one of six siblings. She went to Florida State and left college with a very serious boyfriend. But after moving to New York, he ended things so they could both pursue their own careers and passions. She stayed in New York and has since been doing well as a marketing coordinator for a real estate company. She has been on a number of bad, mediocre dates around New York and can't seem to find the right guy. Lexi believes that dating as a redhead is hard, but she's hopeful that Peter will spice things up. Let's see. She would rather be buried alive than trapped in a room filled with frogs. Frog phobia? Okay. It's a new one. Lexi loves the her home in Florida, but has too much sass for the suburb life. Nothing turns Lexi off more than people who are desperate. According to Chris Harrison, she's a Florida girl at heart, one of six siblings, smart, charming, clever, good night one entrance, impresses Peter, and does something cool. I think I like her. Yeah. Yep, I do. It's an easy one. She seems great so far. Okay. Next we have Madison. She's 23. She is from Auburn, Alabama. Foster parent recruiter. Oh, that's nice. She shoots. She scores. She shoots. She scores. There we go. That's something Madison is used to hearing. The Alabama cutie not only helped land her high school basketball team. Oh, love her. There we go. I don't care. She's great. High school basketball team to four state championships. She was also once named state MVP thanks to her unstoppable jump shot. I like her. She's at the top of my list. She credits her life success to her dad, who coached her, always encouraged her to dream big. While basketball has always been her first love, she knows that it can't give her everything she needs. At 23, Madison is more than ready to find forever. She's looking for a man who will prioritize faith and family before anything else. She's hoping to find someone who shares the same religious values and she and her family have. He also must want children and know how to have fun. Her dreams to travel the world and spread love through missionary work. I mean, a lot of religion. It's like, I'm not big into religion, but like, I still like her. She's high expectations and she's hopeful that one day she'll board a plane and sitting next to her will be the man of her dreams. Madison was stranded on an island and could only bring one book. It would be the Bible. Madison loves working with foster kids and wants to open an orphanage one day. She would rather rock a cool pair of Jordans than any heels. I really like this girl. I'm not gonna lie. Let's see what Chris Harrison had to say. Her dad's an Auburn assistant basketball coach. She's a basketball player. We know that. Read that. She's a heart of gold. Also, he gave us the tidbit. She has a first one-on-one date. I like Madison. Let's move along before I say I like Madison again, because that's all I got. Let's see next. Marissa, 23, patient care coordinator, Atlanta, Georgia. See, she is a bold beauty that is ready to find her husband. In high school, Marissa competed in the Miss Teen USA pageants and was crowned Miss Teen Montana, but she now says that it was one of the worst times of her life. She was advertised as a teenager, but the pageant world made her feel insecure about her weight, which led to struggles with body image issues. During this time, Marissa was in a 5-year relationship with a high school sweetheart. He was also someone who encouraged Marissa to feel beautiful, and she thought she was going to marry him. Unfortunately, the two of them had conflicting ideas of the future, and they broke up when Marissa realized that she did not want to get married as soon as that he did not want to get married as soon as she did. Soon after that breakup, Marissa moved to Atlanta and stepped up her fitness routine. As of now, Marissa has lost 80 pounds and wants to keep going. For the last 4 years, Marissa has dated around but hasn't found anyone as serious about marriage as she is. She's only 23. She's looking for a man who is fun, spirited, and... Wait a second. Hold on. I just have to go back with this timeline. She was in a 5-year relationship with a high school sweetheart. So maybe that's like what? What, like 14 to like 19 or something? Because then it says she's been dating for the last 4 years. So she had to start dating at 19. So she was in a relationship from 14 to 19 and then really wanted to get married. And then she's been dating around Atlanta for the last 4 years, it said, right? So 19 to 23, I guess. Okay. Marissa recently left the United States for the first time and went on a girls' trip to the Caribbean. When Marissa is feeling confident, she breaks into song. Marissa prefers to surround herself with people who have a more mature outlook on life. All her best friends are at least 10 years older than her. She seems like very interesting. She seems like she has quite a bit more depth maybe than some of these other girls might have.
and she seems like she's going to be like a girl with an interesting story to watch throughout the season. According to Chris Harrison, she's a pageant queen, which does she know any of the other two pageant girls? Who knows how many of these pageant girls will intertwine into having known each other throughout the years. She's a great story about struggle with body image issues, which we already looked at the profile. She has a strong message and a wonderful story, which you clearly see just by reading her bio and what it says. So she's going to be someone interesting to watch, I think. Even if she doesn't win, I think she's going to make a huge impact maybe on the series as a whole. Next, we have Megan. She's a flight attendant from San Francisco. She's 26. Just like her mother and grandmother before, she's a flight attendant. So a long line of flight attendants. Her parents split up when she was 18, but Megan still considers herself the definition of a hopeless romantic. She is actually grateful that things worked out the way they did because she has gotten to see her mom fall in love again with her amazing stepdad. She says she has been in a few serious relationships, but only during one year-long affair would she say she was truly in love. When she's not flying the friendly skies, she's hiking, skiing, hitting the dog park with her pup bear. Cute. She would love to find a man who loves his career as much as she does and who can join her for spontaneous trips back to Portland to spend time with her family. That's funny. Megan is incredibly hopeful that true love is around the corner and is hoping she finds it when she gets out of the limo. Megan's mother is her best friend. They talk every day. Megan is a face mask enthusiast. One day, Megan hopes to travel to Zion National Park. I'm neutral on her, which I am with quite a few of these women. If I don't say like I really like them so far, I'm probably just neutral on them, and then we'll decide really how I feel as the season starts to premiere. Let's see. The only line I have from Chris Harrison, because I guess clearly he didn't give much, was that she works for the same airline as Eunice. So her and Eunice are going in knowing each other in some way or form. I don't know how well they know each other, if they're friends, if they're enemies. We just know they work for the same airline. They're both flight attendants and they know each other. Next, we have McKenna, 22, fashion blogger, Langley, BC. Yes. Now, okay, I'm not trying to be the biased Canadian, loving the Canadian, but we'll see. Okay, we'll see after how much I like her. McKenna may love to curate chic outfits, but she's way more than a pretty girl in a photo. She is here to find love and isn't going to settle for anyone who won't impress her family. Above all else, McKenna loves her family. She's super close with her parents and constantly inspired by her grandparents' love, which makes sense as they were together for 61 years and her grandpa proposed to her grandma on their first date. McKenna has been in one relationship, but she ended it when it became too controlling. She's looking for someone who will surprise her with romantic adventures, but will also be okay with it when she wants to go out drinking and dancing with her friends. McKenna says, I want the good and the bad. I want to laugh, be goofy, and spontaneous with my person, but I also want a relationship where we can challenge each other. I don't want an easy love. Well, the journey definitely will not be easy, but it will be worth it. McKenna is obsessed with ABC's Grey's Anatomy. Dream job is to start her own charity. McKenna loves to go to car shows with her dad. According to Chris Harrison, let's see, McKenna, acne survivor, so probably like cystic acne. Never seen someone's face He's never seen someone's face reflect being the last rose recipient with such agony before, which I'm excited to see. She wears her emotions on her face, so she's another one that will probably give good facial expressions and reactions to situations as they occur. I like McKenna. I like her. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a Grey's Anatomy comment. Maybe it's the fact that she's Canadian. Maybe it's the fact that she just seems down to earth and knows what she wants, which is a lot of these women, so I can't say that's the reason why. But I do like her. We have
Natasha. She is 31. She's an event planner, and she is from New York, New York. 31. So far she's the oldest, which is, she's not old at all, but she's the oldest out of these group of clearly women that are between the ages of 22 and 24 for the most part. We have a couple 28, 27, 26 year olds, but a lot of them are like between 24 and 22, I think. Okay. She is here to prove that mysterious is sexy. She makes her presence known whenever she enters a room. She plans parties for a living, but loves her quiet time where she can meditate and focus on her spirituality. Normal Saturday night is either a big dinner with friends that she organized, or she's at home watching a movie or reading. And it's one extreme or the other. She's been in two serious relationships, but neither were ever close to marriage. She wants someone who's kind, smart, laid back, but also knows how to have a good time. She prides herself on being someone you can count on and would always be there for a man, for her man. She says she has never been the type to approach a guy first, but since that hasn't been working, she's looking to change something up. Here and take the bull by the horns. If Natasha could pioneer her own fitness movement, it would be disco yoga. Natasha loves her legs and her back. Let me read that again. Natasha loves her legs and her back, where she has a cross and dagger tattoo. Natasha is afraid of rats, mice, spiders, and anything that crawls. I mean, she's like, whatever. Neutral. Chris Harrison says she's a sharp tongue and wit, doesn't hold back. Coins the phrase cats and rats in reference to what's going on in the house. So she seems like maybe she might be a little confrontational when she disagrees with something or sees something happening that she doesn't like or doesn't approve of. But you always got to have a couple of them in the house to just stir the pot. She's not one of my favorites as of now, so. Next, we have Peyton, 23, business development representative from Wellesley, Massachusetts. Peyton is the type of woman who goes into a bar alone but leaves with 100 new best friends. She grew up in Ohio, has 4 siblings. Thanks to some serious Facebooking, she recently discovered that she has a 5th sibling. After a stranger messaged her, she found out she has a long-lost sister. That's interesting. That's like a fun fact and an interesting fact. Peyton has a serious boyfriend in college. But I want to know, with this fun fact, is it like a illegitimate child, like while her parents were married? And then, or is it like a sibling that's like way old, like that's older than her and her siblings that was there before? Or is it like a sibling that has happened after her parents got divorced? They didn't say her parents were divorced, but I don't know. My guess is that maybe it's a sibling that's, well, only time will tell. That could be an interesting family dynamic if it's a hometown. Okay, Peyton had a serious boyfriend in college and says that they were in love. They dated for 3 years, but by her junior year, he started getting jealous of her social life and tried to control her. She lost herself in trying to please him and ended the relationship so she could spend the rest of her time in college having fun. Peyton describes herself as outgoing and very fun. She is not very athletic, but she loves the outdoors. Her favorite way to socialize is over a good glass of wine, and she's coming into this with 2 glasses. Hopefully Peter is thirsty. Peyton loves to be the life of the party, and her biggest fear is missing out. Peyton is not afraid of talking to strangers. In fact, she enjoys it. Peyton has a cute bulldog named Louise. I like Peyton. She seems like a nice person. She makes a windmill reference in her entrance, according to Chris Harrison. She's life of the party, kind of girl that walks into a party. Yeah, we read that in the profile. She makes her presence known right out of the limo. And that's about all the information that we didn't get from her profile already that Chris Harrison touched on. Because he also touched on the whole finding that she has a 5th sibling thing, which I still think is probably one of the most interesting things that's been stated in any of these profiles so far. Okay, we have Sarah. She is 24. She's from Knoxville, Tennessee. She's a medical radiographer. Sarah may be a Southern Belle, but she dreams of a life outside of Tennessee after coming. So she wants to move to us, Los Angeles. After coming close to an engagement with her last boyfriend, Sarah is single and ready to grab life by the horns. She enjoys being outdoors, paddleboarding, reading, listening to podcasts, and binge watching a good series on a rainy day. Like her. Those are some great, great things that she likes. She loves to cook and find fun, healthy recipes to make throughout the week. Sarah is ready to find her partner in all adventures and looking for someone who appreciates her drive and has similar passions. Good thing Peter loves to eat. Sarah finds her favorite vacation spot is Key West, Florida. I've been there. It was good. It wouldn't be my favorite vacation spot, but it wasn't horrible. Sarah loathes slugs. She loves listening to electronic music. Let's see. Chris Harrison says she's a favorite from the start. She has a heart of gold. Smart, best cook in the house. She's a house favorite and a favorite of Peter. I like her. I think I'm gonna like her. She seems like a girl I'd just like. So that was Sarah. Yeah. Next we have Savannah. She's 27. She's a realtor from Houston, Texas. Savannah is a Texas girl who is ready to expand her horizons past the Lone Star State. Is this another I want to move to Los Angeles kind of statement? She was in an off and on relationship for 6 years, but he couldn't show love or be romantic. I'm really struggling today with reading these bios, gosh, which was a big problem. Also, during one of the off times, he slept with one of her friends, which ended things for good. Yeah, nope. Next, now she's ditched that zero. She's hoping to find her hero in Peter. The successful realtor loves being the center of attention and says that she has a bad habit of laughing at inappropriate moments. I've been guilty of that before, so I can understand that. She enjoys roller skating and shopping at Revolve. Never done it. Shopping at Revolve. I've roller skated before. Savannah has never really left her comfort of Texas, and she's hoping to fall in love with a pilot who can show her the world. So she's a girl that wants to just get out and experience things. When Savannah wants to treat herself, she indulges in a vampire facial. Savannah's favorite things to do to pass time, sit back on the porch, feed the local turtles, which is why she often refers to herself as the turtle princess. Savannah used to have a cancer ribbon tattoo on her ribs, but she removed it for the Texas cheer tryouts. They don't want you to support cancer. Okay. Savannah, according to Chris Harrison, bold limo entrance, which results in the first kiss. So she comes out and clearly just plants it on him. Dance and cheered for a baseball team, the Houston Astros. Next on the list, we've got Cheyenne. I don't know how she pronounces it. Cheyenne. One of the two. Maybe not even one of the two. She's 27, administrative assistant, Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's see. She comes from Las Vegas and is putting all her bets on Peter. I mean, maybe not the best idea. Hobbies include traveling to foreign countries, competitive horseback riding. She describes herself as caring, loyal, and understanding partner. When she loves hard. Falling in love has been difficult in the past because every guy she's dated either ended up ghosting her, having a wife and kids, or liking her friends over her. But we have a feeling it's only happy times ahead for this high roller. Oof, that sucks. The best part of her body is her lower back, according to her. Skydiving is at the top of her bucket list. Skydiving date coming. She was a competitive horseback rider growing up. According to Chris Harrison, she's a favorite of the crew.
and possibly going to be a fan favorite too. Some kind of nickname with what? I don't know what I wrote here. Something about a nickname. I'm not sure. I can't go back and watch the video, but yeah. Okay. So people really like her, clearly, especially the people that she works with. So that's probably a good sign. Or it's a sign that maybe she's just boring and just like likes to follow the rules and help out. We'll see. Next we have Sydney. Sydney's pretty. 24, retail marketing manager from Birmingham, Alabama. Sydney loves love. She's always been in the relationship type of girl, but the end of her last relationship really crushed her. After being together for 2 years, she and her boyfriend were planning on moving in together, and while it was an up and down relationship, she thought he was the one. Right when her lease was up and they had begun looking for places together, he told Sydney that she wasn't the one and ended the relationship. And all that's cold. Sydney was devastated, but has spent the last few months rebuilding her broken heart and preparing to get back out there. She's looking to find that one person who wants to fully give his all to her and their lives together. She loves to hike, dance, and plan fantasy vacations for her and her future husband. She also loves to bake and says that her dream man will have a sweet tooth just like her. Sydney is fiery, fierce, and not a force you would want to mess with. I like that bio. That seems like a good bio. And that boyfriend, is it going to be one of those things where he finds out she's on the show and finds out that she's gone far and then comes back and tries to win her back? Because that honestly always makes an interesting storyline to me. But she said for the last few months she spent rebuilding her broken heart. So have they only been broken up for a few months? I don't know. We'll see. Her favorite holiday is Valentine's Day. Can't relate. Ability to speak Spanish is so-so, but her salsa night, she rules the dance floor. But on salsa night, she rules the dance floor. Sydney tries to jog at least once a day and then likes to reward herself with a cupcake she bakes herself. I do like her baking skills. That is a plus. Let's see. Chris Harrison says, Sydney walks in sweet, soft-spoken, kind of similar to the way Hannah Brown did, but surprise, she is willing to say anything that comes to her mind, appropriate or not. According to Peter, she may be one of the best kissers in the group. So she clearly at some point is going to put her foot in her mouth. But I don't know. I like this bio. Not going to lie. She seems interesting. Next we have Tammy. Let's scroll down. She's 24, house flipper from Syracuse, New York. Tammy is in the process of taking over the world. And if a man can't keep up, she isn't afraid to leave them in the dust. She comes from a hardworking family that immigrated over to Syracuse during the Vietnam War and credits her go-go-go attitude to her parents. After her parents split up, she helped raise her younger sisters and has been working ever since graduating high school. Speaking of high school, Tammy tried to join the boys' wrestling team as a junior but was turned away. She responded by showing up to every practice and pushing forward on the Title IV complaint until they accepted her. Good thing they did, because once on the team, she went on to have a 7-1 wrestling record on the boys' varsity team. Tammy's busy work life hasn't given her too much time to date. She has been unable to find anyone in Syracuse who can keep up with her ambitious nature, and she finds it hard to date men her age because her driven, how old is she? 24. Because her drive tends to intimidate them. Tammy is coming into this experience to focus on finding love and to see if Peter is the type of man that can give her the work-life balance she needs. One problem, though, Tammy hasn't told her mom yet that she's going to be on The Bachelor. Guess now it's going to be good. It's like a Married at First Sight thing where you sign up for the show and you don't tell your parents, and then you announced to them that you're actually getting married in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Just watched the first episode of season 10 of Married at First Sight, if you couldn't tell. Okay. Tammy loves to travel so much that she has the vanity license plate jet setter. Tammy ended her last relationship by ghosting him. Tammy considers herself a tomboy and doesn't relate well to blonde Barbie types. There's quite a few blondes on the season, though, so. Tammy, I like Tammy. Tammy seems like she's great. Let's see what Chris Harrison says. Tammy is Chris's favorite story of the year. She has 6 jobs. Then he just talked about how her family immigrated from Vietnam. She's a badass in high school because of the whole wrestling thing. She has a real American story, which comes through in her bio. I like Tammy. Tammy seems like a good one. Next, it's only a couple Victorias left. So we have first Victoria F, which is kind of surprising because these are the only 2 women with the same name, which is rare for The Bachelor. Usually they have like 2 or 3 sets of names. Okay, Victoria F has lived in Virginia. Oh, wait, hold on. Let's go through her. She's 25, medical sales rep from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Wasn't Hannah G from Virginia Beach? Was it Hannah G? No, it wasn't Hannah G. It was Lauren B from RE season. That's who it was. It wasn't Hannah G. Hannah G was from Alabama. My bad. Yeah, it was Lauren B from RE season. That was from Virginia Beach. Victoria has lived in Virginia Beach her entire life and is very tied to her local community. She works part-time at a yoga studio, but her true passion and career in medical sales. She works super hard. Victoria is looking for a guy that can make her laugh and her heart melt. She wants a man who can love her through the good and the bad and the ugly. She wants a man who can not only give her unconditional love, but can also give that love to her dog, Buxton, because they are a package deal. Victoria says that it's hard to know someone likes her unless they are expressing it to her verbally. So good thing Peter has a way with words. Victoria loves a man who is in touch with his feelings and isn't afraid to cry in public. Victoria is a big fan of country music and will travel to see her favorite artist play a show. The most important woman in Victoria's life is her grandma. That's nice. That's sweet. Okay, Chris Harrison says that the most... He said that she's the most everything. Saying she's the most passionate is like an understatement because I guess she feels every emotion at 100. Chris says he has not seen anyone go through as much as she does on her stint on The Bachelor. She goes through everything you could ever go through. And funny enough, she goes through something that's a Bachelor first, and it's a bit bizarre, but something you'd want to like watch and see. Sorry, that was a bit confusing reading that, but yeah. Okay. Last but not least, we have Victoria P. She's 27. She's a nurse from Alexandria, Louisiana. Let's see. While Victoria grew up in a small town, there was nothing simple about her upbringing. Victoria lost her father at a young age, and both her mother and sister struggled with drug addiction. Victoria grew up fast, and as of 3 years ago, her mother and sister are now both sober and have a stronger family bond than ever. Victoria is on The Bachelor because she has never given herself a fair shot at finding love. She has been in one serious relationship that lasted for 2 years, but his infidelity led to them breaking up. There are a lot of girls that were cheated on in their long-term relationships on the season, which doesn't bode well if they're really the jealous type, because Peter's going to be making out with most of them. But this infidelity led to them breaking up after she stumbled upon a video on her ex's phone, which proved he had been cheating on her. Victoria is a natural caregiver, but is ready to find someone who can care for her as much as she will for him. The former Miss Louisiana pageant girl, another pageant girl, so that's like what, 4 or something? Girl has been forced to grow up fast and learn the importance of finding a supportive partner. She wants someone who will be a wonderful father to their kids and will be the rock she never had. She gives the best things and is excited to wrap her arms around Peter as soon as she meets him. If Victoria could travel
anywhere in the world, she would go to Italy. Our biggest fears are murky waters. She can't see her, where she can't see her own feet. And chicken served on the bone. That one, that's something that I've heard before that I really think is weird. People that can't eat chicken off the bone. I don't get it. But okay. Nothing upsets Victoria more than finding raisins in her cookies. Oh. You don't like a good oatmeal raisin cookie? Okay. Whoops. Sorry. My notebook went flying. According to Chris Harrison, she's been through a lot. Lost her father at a young age and had to raise her sister as her mother went through addiction issues. And we also found out that her sister also went through those same addiction issues. Strong, amazing, independent, quick with her emotions, and the L word. So probably the first to say I love you, or I'm falling in love with you, or I am in love with you. Probably I'm in love with you. And she probably says it way too fast. Is she one? She gets one on one date and then says it? Maybe. But like, I just like, I'm kind of rooting for her to like find something good. If it's not with Peter, maybe she'll find someone on like Bachelor in Paradise or something. I'm kind of like a little worried that maybe she's gonna get her heart broken on either of those shows. But I don't know, maybe something will work out for her. Let's see. That's the end. That's all 30. A lot of these women come in with great stories of strength and determination. Clearly we see that. And there are quite a bit of them that I really like so far just by reading these bios. So hopefully they live up to my expectations of them, which honestly aren't that high because I've seen the show before. But this seems like it's going to be a fun season. Watching the trailer, seems like there's going to be quite a bit of drama, quite a bit of Peter making out with a whole bunch of girls. It seems like it's going to be a fun one. I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully all of you are too. I'll catch you again soon. This has been Camille.